Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At Jacob's farm, loudspeakers are mounted on a pole.
I sound pretty good.
You're the Jennifer Holliday of tube and throat singing. Thanks to your voice, crowds are bigger and better than ever. I mean...
He sets a crate of yams in the pickup.
Have you ever seen anything so bulbous?
Well, that's a trick question to which I will answer, perhaps.
You know what? I'm making you dinner.
You are?
Yep. Tomorrow night, I make a mean veggie tagine.
We can talk about what varieties to plant next. I'm thinking Japanese for hardiness. I would hate for my lube to lack hardiness. Oh, wait. This is my favorite part.
She puts a hand on Jacob's shoulder. The waves roll against the rocks at the beach house, in the living room. Clothing lays on the sofa.
Good morning, Grace. How about a kale smoothie, fresh from the farm?
No, thank you. I already didn't drink the one you gave me yesterday.
Oh, my. Did all the other fancy ladies get beamed back up into the mothership without you?
I'm saying goodbye to the old me. This is a bon voyage party for her and her country club clothes.
You gonna burn them? Because if you don't, we could make an army out of business casual scarecrows.
I'm donating them.
Good for you. Bon voyage, tiny pantsuits. You'll make some little doll women very happy.
Am I to assume you had another business meeting with Jacob, or are you returning a ring to Middle Earth?
I don't know why you wag your eyebrows when you say business meeting, and we are having a business dinner tomorrow night.
It's not a business dinner.
What do you call talking about seed varieties while we eat a tagine made from surplus vegetables?
It's a date. It's a sad, weird hippie date, but it's a date nonetheless. No, I've seen the way he looks at you.
Oh, you can see that, but you can't see chemtrails or all the people who live under the San Diego River.
Don't you have somewhere to go?
I do, and that's why I can't listen to your romantic notions and chemtrail blather.
That was you!
They're real, and I'm right.
At Robert and Saul's, Robert struggles into suit pants.
Shoes. So what do you think?
He faces a laptop monitor.
Maybe let the seams out a little?
Oh, my. Can you sit?
Let's see. No, it's a no-go. I love this suit. It's from our London trip.
Don't worry. I know a tailor who can work magic.
This much magic?
He does everything. Believe me, I have become quite a fan of the elastic waistband.
Well, I thought with all the weight I'd lost since the hospital, I could pull it off.
He struggles with the tight sleeves.
Now I'm not even sure I can actually pull it off. Oh, dear. Aw, hon, maybe you should hit end call. This won't be pretty.
Okay.
At the secondhand store.
Oh, these are beautiful. Thank you. This is so generous.
You have no idea how happy I am to be rid of them.
Grace gestures to a sign.
Oh, a change of address. I just got it. Oh, that's clever.
Thank you. I had to fight for it. You hear that, Carol? Another name fan.
A wall of photos.
This is really impressive.
We help a lot of women. Some come in just to get clothes, but we also do job placement and mentoring.
Oh.
I will be right back with your donation receipt.
Grace nods, eyeing the photos. A woman picks up Grace's suit jacket.
May I?
Of course.
She dons it.
Oh, it fits you perfectly. Not everyone can carry off canary yellow. We're the lucky ones.
It's not too bright. I'm interviewing to be a bank teller.
If you wear a bright color like that, you'll be even more memorable. If you really want to stand out, after the interview, mail them a thank you note. It's more personal than an email. But the trick is, write it ahead of time and then slip it in the mailbox as you leave.
That's a great idea. I would have never thought of that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me, t- tell me more about this mentoring thing.
Oh, of course.
In Bree's office, she eyes a painting.
Ta-da!
A woman's face with very curly hair falling on either side of a vagina.
Very vaginal.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I think it's my best work since Hitler's circumcision. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, but Hitler's circumcision is in the private collection of one Mr. Kenny Loggins.
Yes, who saw it in Saul's office and bought it on the spot. I love that story. The thing is, we want your lube in every store in America.
Yes, yes.
And pubic hair might be making a comeback. There's just so very, very much of it.
Alas, our rigid Western standards of beauty.
Yeah.
Still, I do want to be in every store in America. Ta-da.
Okay. Yes, this is closer. I can't really tell what it is.
Thank you. I painted this one with my vagina. You need a long brush and a very strong pelvic floor.
Brianna, I just would... Sorry. I'll come back. Oh, wow.
See, imagine him walking around a supermarket looking for...
She regards him.
Oat Bran, this would catch his eye.
That would definitely catch my eye.
Frankie, this is Barry, our accountant.
Barry.
I was just checking if you looked at my projections for a year in taxes.
Yes, did you declare the new emulsifier as a capital expense?
Oh, Angela Merkel. Why don't you two just get on the table and do it?
Excuse me?
No, seriously. How long has this been going on?
What is this, a conversation about tax season?
No, I know what I'm talking about. I am an intuitive witch.
Okay. Thank you, Goody Proctor.
Actually, she wasn't a witch. It's kind of the whole point of the Crucible. I was in it in high school.
Well, I have to move my car. I'm in a loading zone. Good day. Or no, not good day. Obviously, I'll be right back.
How did she know about us?
I don't know, but clearly we need to be more careful around here.
Or we could finally come out.
We've talked about this, Barry. I'm the boss, you work under me, and that's a joke everyone will make.
Okay, for a minute. Who cares?
Why do we have to tell anyone anything?
Because that's what people who are dating do.
Why do they do that?
Aren't you sick of staggering our entrances?
No, I like it.
Or trying not to look at each other too much during meetings? Your shirt popped open yesterday, and everyone could see your bra. And I didn't want you to flash the whole office, but I was afraid even acknowledging you have breasts would somehow give us away. I like being with you. I don't want to hide anymore.
She leans close.
You're right. We will tell everyone.
Thank you.
Eventually.
Great.
Eventually.
Yeah, we'll see.
She trots past him into the hall.
Hey, you guys! Barry from accounting and I are doing it on the regs. And if you have a problem with that, Cindy, you're fired. And also, thank you for telling me my bra was showing yesterday. You're fired for that, too.
Everybody knows. Nobody cares. Love today's bra.
She buttons up.
Damn it.
At the beach house.
Gina said they don't usually approve mentors this quickly, but she was so impressed with the advice I gave and with my business background that she wanted me to start right away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost track. Around Gina said.
You know, this is exciting for me. You have your yams and whatever else you do. I need something. I need a purpose, and this might be it.
You're right. I'm happy for you. See, isn't it nice to be nice to the nice?
I have been nice before. It's been ages since I stole a Christmas goose from a crippled child. She's here. How do I look?
Like a docent at a hairspray museum.
Just answer the door. I need to de-poof.
Oh, this poor kid. She's not gonna know what hit her.
You, Grace? Took me frickin' forever to find this place. There's like no street parking, and your neighbor's dog is a dick.
She'll be fine.
At the table, across from Grace is a young woman with a nose ring and backwards baseball cap.
All right, let's start with the basics.
Grace opens her laptop.
Do you have a resume?
I do. It flew out of my car window while I was driving here.
That's okay. We'll start from scratch. What work experience do you have?
I was in the Army for a while.
Great. How long did you serve?
Top secret.
Billy winks.
Okay.
Grace removes her glasses.
Do you have any customer service experience?
Baskin Robbins.
Good.
Best 3 days of my life.
Okay. Do you have a job now?
Yeah, I'm a bartender, but...
But?
I mean, I don't want to be working for tips or cleaning things with a rag the rest of my life. It's like nobody fucking sees me. I'm invisible. But I have more to offer than people think.
I know what you mean. What would you like to be doing?
I want to be Diane.
Who's Diane?
She works in my doctor's office. She isn't a doctor or a nurse, but she bosses them all around, and they listen to her because she knows everything. Except for all the gross medical stuff, which I have zero interest in.
Sounds like she might be an office manager.
That sounds good. I want that.
It isn't that easy. You don't have any office experience. You know, there's a few steps between where you are now and where you want to go.
Ugh, steps? That's what my stupid sponsor's always bugging me about.
Alcoholism isn't funny. Okay, I think we need to hone your interviewing skills and your image that you project to the world.
What was wrong with my image?
It's specific.
Look, I'm not gonna start taking shit from anybody, including you, just because I need a job.
Well, that's unfortunate, because short of being a pirate, taking shit is part of every job.
I thought mentors are supposed to be all nice and encouraging.
This is me being nice and encouraging.
God, you're like a two-legged version of my mom.
You went to a change of address for a reason, right? I mean, you probably are right, you have more to offer, but nobody's gonna see that unless you drop the attitude. I know what I'm doing. I could actually help you get a great job.
How?
I was in the business world a long time. I was good at it. My daughter runs my old business. I could have her meet with you, but I'm not gonna waste her time or mine unless you start listening to what I say and doing what I tell you to do.
You sound like Diane.
I'm better than Diane. Do you want my help or not?
Fuck yeah, I want your help.
They sit facing each other.
Now cross your legs and stop chewing your nails. What do you consider your strengths as an employee? Stop that.
Quick reaction time.
They stand.
Ready? Okay. How do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not using metal. And your weaknesses.
Oh, wow. I don't know, I have so many. I'm late a lot. I always lose like 3 sets of keys. I got a bad temper.
Okay. Instead of saying you have a bad temper, try saying you feel passionate about your work.
I am passionate about my work. I hated every job I ever had.
At Robert and Saul's.
All right. Bud said this should bring you up to speed on all your cases.
You got it, thanks.
Dad wanted me to remind you to not try and lift the box yourself and to take plenty of breaks as you read through the Walker file. And just a general hope, I think, that you'll stay hydrated.
Oh, boy.
He's worried about you.
I know, and God love him, but he won't let me do anything. For just one day, I'd like to, I don't know, rake the leaves in the backyard, eat something with salt, take a shower without having to sit on that little stool.
That's my own stool. It's got Ninja Turtles on top.
Listen, kiddo, I need a favor. Friday is my last day of freedom before I have to go back to work. I need you to take him out to lunch. I gotta have one day for myself.
He really enjoys having lunch with you every day. What do I tell him?
Here's $50. You'll think of something.
Lunch for two plus $40? Score.
Thanks, Coyote.
Thank you.
Get out here.
I feel stupid, okay? This shirt's an idiot.
Very good. Stop futzing.
Billy wears a pantsuit. Mm. Grace holds up a thumb and closes one eye.
What the hell are you doing? You have a migraine or something?
Trying to imagine what you'll look like at the interview without that bracelet in your nose.
What interview?
You have an interview with my daughter, Friday, 2:00 sharp. No pressure, just practice, unless you ace it. Which nobody does wearing a door knocker on their face.
Hey, do you have a problem with the way that I look?
Just name me one successful
Lenny
person.
Lenny Kravitz.
And not in show business.
Indira Gandhi.
Touché.
No dumb chick, huh? She ran India and shit.
No. No dumb chick.
Did you really set up that interview for me?
I did.
Okay.
Billy holds up a hand, palm out. Smiling, Grace slaps. A tagine, stuffed bell peppers, and cornbread sit on the beach house table.
Well, Jacob, I think this is where we can officially say you went up and did it.
Admit it, you were a little nervous when you heard the word tagine.
But I Googled it, and I laughed at the little pot. I was at corporate yesterday.
You mean Brianna?
Yeah. Things are happening. And I want you to know...
He serves her.
No matter how massive this loop thing gets, I will always be supportive of the organic...
He moves a lock of her hair.
Local.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't want you to get tagine in your hair. Yeah.
So, how did you get into the yam business in the first place?
I was an engineer at Lockheed. And I kind of hated being an engineer at Lockheed. You know how people talk about quitting their jobs, moving to Vermont, and making cheese?
You're the guy who actually did it.
Except with yams in California.
Aren't you something, something?
The first year, I made $53. Had to send half of that to Mag's wife.
You were married?
I told you that.
No, you didn't. I would have remembered.
We got married too young. But she's a good person. We're still friends.
So you have a soul.
Only you.
He takes her hand.
Have a soul.
How about something to drink?
I have something.
How about something else?
Frankie. What are we doing here?
What do you mean? You're thirsty? I'm gonna get you a backup drink.
No, I mean this. Us. What are we doing?
We're having a business dinner.
Wow. I thought it was a date.
You thought it was a date?
Of course it's a date.
He stands.
I'll cook you 11 vegetable dishes, and I'm wearing a sport coat. What do you think we're doing?
Nothing. Well, not nothing. I mean, friendship. The yam pipeline.
Is that all you want? Whatever you're afraid of happening, it's already happened. I think you like me as much as I like you.
I do like you.
But?
I didn't say but.
Yeah, you did.
Jacob.
I get it. We'll keep it just business.
He slowly walks away. In a restaurant.
Anyway, he had tattoos, but not the good kind of tattoos. You know, like these sexy electricians with the big, nice, thick forearms. You know, that guy? No. These were faded and wrinkly, like a sad old sailor.
No.
But you'd slept with him?
He had a cute dog. What about you?
No one since Asian Larry Hagman.
No. Frankie, are you out there yet having fun?
Actually, I need to talk to you guys. It's about... feelings.
No.
No, I can't go there.
No, you see, Jacob and I have a successful business relationship.
Who's Jacob?
The farmer who's supplying yams for my lube.
Farmer? Really? All that early to bed and early to rise shit and actual shit?
They named the worst tan after them for a reason.
No, he's actually a great guy. And I'm pretty sure he wants me to be his one and only.
And the problem is?
I'm not ready for a big romance.
Well, who has time for that?
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to take a nap just thinking about it.
Right, so what do I do? I don't want to lose the friendship. And I love the flirtation. So what's between business colleagues with chemistry and a big romance?
Sex.
Well, what's between business colleagues with chemistry and sex?
Occasional sex.
Well, what's between business colleagues with chemistry and
occasional...
Honey,
if somebody wants something more in a relationship, eventually... it's going to involve sex.
And if you want to stay his one and only?
Frankie rolls her eyes at the beach house.
Just remember, don't bite your nails, no eye rolling, and try not to look like you want to punch anybody, okay, Billy? Call me back. You're washing the dishes with fresh water. Oh, is this a housekeeping mirage?
I'm upset. Sometimes I clean when I'm upset.
Since when?
It's new.
What's the matter?
Jacob wants sex. With me. In the vagina.
Did he make a pass at you?
No. Amanda and Jason made a pass at me on his behalf.
How does that even work?
I don't want a boyfriend.
I have to say, it seems like that's where you and Jacob have been going this whole time.
I know, and I like him too, but...
That doesn't clean that. I mean, I don't understand. Things were going so great with Jacob.
Well, Grace, excitement has transmogrified, as it always does, into fear.
Yeah, that is definitely not what you clean that with.
I have to do something. I can't just sit on the slope and slide into love oblivion.
Why not?
How are you not following this lady? Look what happened to you and Phil.
You know what? This is not about me and Phil. This is about you.
Maybe I'm not as strong as you. I can't do it. I cannot go through that again.
Define that.
Heartbreak.
What's between heartbreak and where you are now?
Oh, this game again.
You know, sometimes things do work out.
When did you become the optimist in this relationship?
Tuesday.
And
Next time you get upset, try getting upset in the bathroom. It's filthy.
At Robert and Saul's.
Mallory? Everything all right?
Yeah, sorry, Dad. Two babies dancing on my bladder.
That's sweet.
Okay, Dad, not so much salt. You know what? Never mind. You're not going to eat the chicken skin anyway. It's fine.
God, no. Crispy chicken skin's the absolute worst. Voila.
Okay, now we're going to put it in the oven. It's already preheated, so you're good to go.
Chicken is going in the preheated oven. Done.
Potatoes. So we're going to use the water that the potatoes cooked in instead of milk.
And then we're going to use half the stick of butter that Ina Garten suggests.
Butter, yes. Where did I put that butter? Excuse me.
He moves the laptop.
Dad.
Oh, sorry.
Dad, did you just put the whole stick of butter in?
It slipped through my fingers, but hey, if it's good enough for Ida Badaduda, it's good enough for me.
He mashes potatoes. In Bree's office.
Ugh. My mom's Eliza Doolittle still hasn't shown up, but she's in the lobby and she wants to say hi.
That's great. We can tell your mom about us.
What is this weird obsession you have with telling people things?
Your mom hired me. She already likes me. Come on, let's strip off the Band-Aid. But please, you don't even have to scream into a hallway.
Fine, Tattles. Go ahead and rip.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How'd it go? Where is she?
I don't know, Mom. Your protege is 15 minutes late.
Oh, well, she's probably having car trouble or something. Try to be patient with her, honey. She's a little rough around the edges. But she has a lot of potential. She reminds me a little bit of you. You know, she's feisty.
Mom, it's almost not an insult.
Well, this was a good excuse to stop by the new office. Very nice. Is this why you couldn't hire me back? You spent all your money on windows? And how was my favorite former intern?
Oh, so good. Can I just say, you not paying me was probably the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I still can't believe I didn't know you moved in with Eric.
Well, this is what happens when you skip SoulCycle.
My Grace, it is so good to see you again.
Barry hugs Grace. He releases her. She glances quickly at Bree.
It's me, Barry. You hired me from Burt's Bees, the accountant. I got you the iPod Nano for Secret Santa, and I toast your oven. It caught on fire when my bagel went in it and set off the sprinklers.
Oh, God, that was you. Yeah. Thought we fired them.
Okay, this has been a blast, but I have some meetings, Mom, so maybe you should call Billy.
Come on, you can use my office/cubicle/prison.
Okay. Bye, honey. Bye. Thank you. I really appreciate this. Bye, you.
You're right. We'll never tell her.
Told you.
I was fired.
Billy, it's Grace. Where are you? What? She hung up on me.
Ew. Call her back and hang up on her. Here, I'll do it.
Adam takes her phone. In a bar.
What the fuck happened? Where were you?
I have a job.
That's it? No apology? Do you realize how unbelievably inconsiderate it is to not show up?
No, I got up this morning, I put on that stupid shirt, and I listened to all your messages reminding me of what to say and how to smile, and I just... Ever since you have started helping me, I just feel dumb and ugly and uncomfortable and like everything that I'm doing is wrong. You do not get me at all. Okay, you have no idea how hard I've had it.
Because I've had it so easy.
Haven't you, Miss Beach House?
Listen to me, Missy. I have worked since I was 15. And the only reason I stopped was because I retired from a business that I built. You've had it so hard. Try being a woman in her 70s. Talk about being invisible. People act like you don't know anything, that you don't count. Well, screw that. And screw you.
Screw you too.
I don't know why I thought I could ever help you.
You know, I don't know how either. All this is too much pressure for one person. Okay, I think you need to focus all that energy and instead of finding me a job, go find yourself one.
Grace glances at her, then looks away. At the beach house. Jacob walks up the steps and through the open door.
Hey.
I just dropped off some seed catalogs. Text me the varieties you want, but do it sooner than later if you want to have them this season.
Okay, thanks. Hey, would you like some tea?
No.
Wait, don't go, Jacob. I like you, I really do. I'm open to it. I could see us apple picking in the fall or pumpkin picking in the fall, they both grow in the weird in the same season. It just...
She pulls him into a kiss.
Did you just stop your own ramble by kissing me?
It appears that way. I do like you. I'm scared. I'm not able to. I mean, I want to. I cannot see anything more than going taking things slow.
I can do slow.
I mean, really slow. Like, I mean, if we go apple and or pumpkin picking and we go to dinner alone, do you think you can hold back your desire for me?
I'll do my best.
He kisses her hand, then her lips. She holds his hands. At the bar.
Make me a martini. Vodka, very dry. Two olives.
No. I said very dry. That's way too much vermouth. What are you gonna do, serve it in a cauldron?
Who's the bartender here?
Sorry. You're right. I do need to find something to do.
Right? I should be the mentor.
You know mentors do it out of the goodness of their heart. You don't get paid.
Well, I should keep doing this.
Look, I know I'm a lousy mentor, but can I give you one last piece of advice?
No, thank you.
You can't get anywhere in life if you keep pushing people away.
I don't fucking push people away.
Billy slides the martini toward Grace.
That's a good martini. You're actually a good bartender. What is that, cinnamon?
Nope.
Peppermint.
Guess again.
Come on, what's the secret?
I don't clean the shaker when I make a drink. Puts a nice stank on it.
Oh, stank.
Grace toasts and drinks. At Robert and Saul's. Saul enters and drops his wallet on the table.
Hello, stranger.
Robert wears the suit.
What? What's all this?
Just thought I'd class up the joint.
Oh, my God. This is the London suit. It still fits?
Still fits. Of course, I had the buttons moved, all the seams taken out, and a new panel sewn in the back to make it fit.
You look even better than the first time you wore it. The first time.
I said I love you. I know. Come on, love.
Hand in hand, they walk to the kitchen. Robert releases Saul's hand and pauses in the hall. The table is set with food, flowers, and candles for Shabbat.
You did all this? Is that why you wanted me out of the house today?
We're married now, and your traditions are my traditions. I know you've been killing yourself taking care of me, but all of the worrying and the sickness is over. We got through it. So, mazel tov. And I'm hoping that from now on, every Friday night, we'll be here together.
Robert lights the candles.
Doing this. Or maybe going out someplace.
Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Malik HaOlam. Please, Robert, just stop.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry I'm doing it wrong. See, I got it off the internet, and maybe the phonetics are
right. I need you to stay calm, okay?
Okay.
The day we packed up our house, I slept with Frankie. It was an emotional day, and it didn't mean anything more than an ending. Even so, I wish to God I could take it back. I was going to tell you, but then you had the attack.
Frankie.
slowly Robert sits.
So, when you married me in the hospital,
I was so worried about you. I didn't want to make things worse.
Robert closes his eyes and nods.
Please, say something.
Get out.
Cut to black.
Okay, good night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.